Okay, listeners, it's gripe time. This week I took my favourite pair of boots to a professional to be repaired and was told to go away and buy a new pair instead. He didn't think it was worth it. And I wished I could do the repair job myself. I bet you've dealt with something similar. The toaster that was on the blink that you were told, you know, would cost more to repair than buying a new one, or the bike you haven't ridden for months because you don't have the skills to get it back on the road. Well, here is the good news. Help may soon be at hand in the form of places called repair cafes. There's already at least two here in Australia, including one in the suburb of Marrickville in Sydney, where producer Debbie Zuckerman found repairers and customers hard at work during a mending session one Wednesday recently. Here's what they had to say.
My full name, Guido Verbist. I'm the manager of the Cooperative Recycling Centre.
We, since a year, have this repair cafe.
People can bring their own broken chair or toaster or lamp, and with assistance from our in-house experts, they can repair it themselves and learn in the meanwhile a little bit about repairing.
My name's Stu, and I come in and volunteer to fix bicycles. When people come in and want to know how to fix their bike, I show them how to fix it.
So what's wrong with this bike?
Well, it's a pretty modern, good bike, but what happens very often with these ones is in the gear changes, there's a little hook and a little spring, and there's very fine pressure involved, so that after a year or two, they will seize up and just not work at all. And it's a design that is designed to work for only maybe a year or so, and then it doesn't work anymore. Then you need to really do a lot of work to get it going again.
Hi, I'm Glenn Lambert, and I'm the electronics repair technician. Oh, I like retro things, and I like the idea of getting a lot more use out of things that were made to last a long time.
I run workshops, shabby chic workshops, via the Bower, and they're a great organisation to be with, and you know that you're contributing to recycling materials and so minimising waste in the community.
Whose fan is this?
Mine. Needed cleaning and just a little touch-up.
And so they're showing you how to do it?
Well, their policy is don't chuck it, we'll repair it if you can.
Just some of the happy customers and repairers from the Repair Cafe at the Bower Reuse and Repair Centre in the Sydney suburb of Marrickville, speaking there to producer Debbie Zuckerman. So the Bower and another repair cafe in northern New South Wales are just two of around 800 repair cafes around the world. And this is a movement that was founded by Martin Potsma back in 2009. And Martin joins us now via Skype. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us, what's the philosophy behind this repair cafe movement?
Well, the idea is that people want to make repairs, but they don't know how to do it. And because they don't know how to do it, they're more or less forced to throw a broken item away instead of being able to fix it. And this, I found, is not actually what people want. It's become normal in our society. When something breaks, you think, oh, I need to get a new one. But in fact, people don't feel comfortable with this. And I talked to lots of people when I was about to start this. And I found that people are not happy about it. They would want to have an alternative. So I thought, what if I just ask around in the neighborhood if there are still some people who know how to make repairs? And I found that in every community, there are still some of these men and women who do know how to do it. And I thought, if I bring them together with the people from the same community who don't know how to do it, but who do have the problem of a broken item, then I can do something for the environment and for the community at the same time, because you can prevent producing waste by making repairs. But it's also fun to connect with people from the community and learn from each other and do something together. So
fun, and I imagine incredibly satisfying for people to gain these new skills. So you set the first one up in Amsterdam, where you're speaking to us from.
Yes.
What are the most common things that people have been bringing in to have repaired?
Well, from the first session that I organized, it was obvious that people came with small household appliances the most. So there was a whole queue of people standing with the electrical appliances expert, and they brought items like toasters, coffee machines, water boilers, all sorts of things like that.
I wondered whether sometimes it was just that people didn't actually know how to work these things rather than that they were broken, and that's just as important a skill to impart.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a woman at the repair cafe who brought a, I don't know what the word is in English, but a hair dryer. And she said it didn't work anymore, so she was about to throw it away. And then she came to the repair cafe just to have a final look at it. And then the expert took it apart with her and then reassembled it. And then it appeared that nothing was wrong. And then at the very end, the repair expert found that there were two switches on the appliance. One was for, because her problem was that the hairdryer didn't blow hot air. It was only cold air. So then they found that there were two switches. Yeah, that was a whole problem. And she was about to throw it away and to buy a new one.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh because this is exactly the sort of thing that I deal with on a daily basis, I have to tell you.
Yeah, well, it's a very common problem.
It is. I wonder if this is also a bit of a case of first world problems, as they say. You know, in less wealthy nations, people hang on to things and maybe hang on to the ability to fix them because they can't just waltz out and buy a new hairdryer.
Absolutely. It's a really a problem for the Western world. And that's why I think this idea catches on in the Western world so like it does. Because everywhere in all countries where people live like we do, people have the same problem. They are pretty wealthy, so they have money to buy new items. And they're busy doing other things. They don't know much about repairing. So when something breaks, they are helpless.
Yeah, and it's a horrible feeling, isn't it? And it's embarrassing to admit this lack of skills sometimes, especially when you feel like you should know how to do this.
Yeah, and I think the repair cafe, in a way, it makes people happy because it gives you a feeling of, it empowers you to learn that you can fix something. And that there are still people who know how to do it and who can help you, and that there is a solution, actually. And when you succeed in repairing something yourself, it really makes you feel happy and strong. And that's one of the nice parts of it, I think.
Here in Australia, we have quite a few places, for example, that focus just on fixing one type of thing. There's a family member of mine who volunteers once a week at a bicycle repair place where lots of people bring their bikes in. But I suppose the difference with what you're doing is that theoretically people can bring anything, and if the right person's there, it can be fixed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not only household appliances, it's also clothing, bicycles, toys, wooden items, furniture, etc. So basically it's everything that you can transport to the repair cafe that can be repaired there.
Mm. So if someone listening wants to start up their own repair cafe, what's the process? Can you help them do that?
Absolutely. It's very easy. You go to the Repair Cafe website on repaircafe.org, and there you press the button Start, and then there you can buy the digital starter kit that we provide, and that's really comprehensive, and it tells you everything you need to know. There is an extensive manual in it which tells you what people you need and what kind of location and what kind of tools and how do you make press release, etc., all that kind of stuff. And then you can start your own, like the people in Merrickville and in Mullumbimby did before.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Martine.
You're welcome.
Martine Posma is the founder of the Repair Cafe Movement, speaking to us from the Netherlands. And as she mentioned, you can find out more about them on their website, repaircafe.org. It's in Dutch, but there's a button you can click to translate it into English.